We're launching into the second hour of this radio program. Here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The number tonight is 941-373-1220. Different number than we usually use. Normally we've got a toll-free line. This one is the Sarasota area code because we're in Sarasota, Florida. That is where Mark and myself were born. And, you know, we've been here all week long. This is our last night in town, and it's been great being on WSRQ and broadcasting from a real radio studio.
It's a really nice studio.
Instead of my living room. Not to say we don't have a nice studio. I think that we do. But it's nice to be in a real radio station.
Yeah.
So, again, thanks to Susan and the other Ian and the rest of the crew here at WSRQ for letting us use their digs. It's been great. And we'll be here for the remainder of the night. So, still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 941-373-1220. Also on Skype at username lrn.fm. That allows you to get on the air, get interactive with us here. And I like interaction. I mean, that's what the show's about. I don't want to just monologue. I think that's boring. I want to hear from you about what you think's important. And that's kind of back where we were talking about in the last hour, Twitter versus Facebook. We've been doing this social networking thing more in the last 6 months than we ever did before that period of time. We brought our new PR lady on board, or our first PR lady, and she's really awesome. And she encouraged us to do more with Facebook and Twitter, you know, posting updates during the show and things like that. And I'm pretty happy with how it's gone. I think that adding Facebook and Twitter have been valuable. I just don't think Twitter has the same level of value as Facebook. I'm not really impressed with it. I don't think that it contributes to having any kind of real interaction, not just between us, because, like, you can post something and tag it at Free Talk Live on Twitter, and we'll see it. So, you know, there's that level of interaction. There's, like, a one-on-one possibility of interaction, but no one else will see it. So, like, Truck and Tim, for instance, on Twitter, just moments ago, posted to us something. He said, let me see if I can pull it up here. He was talking about us discussing this issue on the air, and he said that, to start a thread on Twitter, add a pound, and it brings up only those tweets, meaning that you could search for pound Free Talk Live, and you would find everything that said Free Talk Live on it. That's not really starting a thread in any way, shape, or form. That's doing a search for posts that have a certain term in it. And anybody,
and then you respond, and people are like, "What are you responding to?" Because it's been, you know, days or whatever since they tweeted, and
right.
I don't know.
There's no continuity between one post and another. And if somebody else somewhere else, let's say, so we've got this conversation between Truck and Tim and Free Talk Live. Truck and Tim, we're able to talk to him.
Yep.
He's able to talk to us. That's good.
And people can see sort of what we talk about.
They can see.
I think that the biggest problem with Free Talk Live is we've never been involved in some kind of big Twitter conversation. To really understand it. And, you know, I don't know how to solve that. We've got 3,500 followers. You would think that sounds like plenty, right? 3,527.
That's pretty good. It's up from where we started really pushing it.
I'd call it not bad.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty good for people who really don't understand it. But, you know, there's never been this sort of big Twitter conversation that we've understood. I'm left cold and unmoved by Twitter. You know, I mean, to me, all I'm there for is to promote Free Talk Live, get more people involved and things like that. I love it when people retweet our stuff. I think that's awesome, but I'm not exactly sure what any of it...
But that doesn't start a conversation.
No, it doesn't do that.
That's promotional, and that's what we love about it. I mean, it's great. Thank you. Please, retweet, like that. We like to retweet you when you say nice things about Free Talk Live.
But how many people are doing what we do?
What do you mean?
Well, just kind of hanging out, hoping to get retweeted and stuff. I mean, it feels like, you know, there's probably this really core Twitter group out there, and that we don't really reach those people very well, and the rest of them are just kind of people talking past each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're missing something. Maybe you know the key to making Twitter more interactive. Because, again, I think that it works person to person. I think it works well for that. So, you know, if you want to reach out to Dennis Rodman or somebody like that, you want to reach out to, you know, a news article, somebody who wrote a news article with your comments, you can always just do the little at symbol and then their Twitter name, and odds are good they're going to see that. That doesn't mean they're going to write you back, but odds are good they're going to see it. If they are the person who's operating their own Twitter account and not one of their staff, then they're going to see it. And that, you know, there's some use there. There's that, sure. That's cool. So I think there's some cool
things. It sounds like email, doesn't it?
Yeah, in 140 characters.
It's email short. It's a short email that everybody can see.
Pretty much. There is a direct message option, but it's anyway. So you can do the one-to-one conversation with Twitter, and it's valuable. I think it's valuable for some things, and there's some things it does well, but it's not a community kind of. I've never seen any conversation between our listeners on Twitter, and I think that's the fun of Facebook, is the listeners can get together, and not only do we get to interact with them on Facebook, but they get to interact with each other. And that's what kind of like what the BBS, the Free Talk Live BBS, has done in the past, because before Facebook, there were these things called forums, and people went on the forums and would talk with one another, and they were threads and conversations, and you know, Facebook is kind of the new forums for the internet, but I don't think anyone could say Twitter is that. I don't think Twitter has that capability. And I don't think Facebook is entirely a forum either, because the nature of Facebook is that it's very hard to index it. You know, when you go into a forum, you can easily look down a page and see what all the posts are about.
I saw something in Facebook, one time, and now I want to go back and I want to find that thing.
Good luck.
You have no way of getting that thing back. And
the groups you can search,
okay,
but the pages you can't.
Okay.
So if you're in a group on Facebook, you can search for old posts there. But if you're on a page, there's just no way. You just have to have some idea of when it was. Then you have to scroll down to whatever that was and try to find and see if you were right about when you thought that post was made. So I think Facebook, you know, to some extent is like almost a crippled version of a forum, but it's popular and people are there. And, you know, you posted that question about the Rand Paul thing, Mark. We had 119 responses, and that was in the last hour. I haven't checked it since then, but that thread blew up.
It's got more than that.
How many responses did we get on Facebook or on Twitter to that question?
Right.
Now look,
and we have a third of the followers on Twitter as we do on Facebook, so if they were commensurate. And maybe we're using Twitter like Facebook and expecting Facebook results on Twitter, and that doesn't make any sense, and that may be true. But then again, you know, how does somebody, maybe Twitter's supposed to be cryptic and difficult to use, that way the Twitterers can have their own little space where they can Twitterfy and have a good old time and keep out the noobs or whatever it is that they do. I don't know, but, you know, I've been using Twitter for months now, and I'm like I said, cold and unmoved by it.
Yeah, I'm not any more enthusiastic
Facebook
about it than
I ever was. Facebook is an addiction, and Twitter is a nuisance to me. I mean, I'm pissed.
Are we wrong? Is there something we're missing, something really critical, something key about Twitter that we're just, you know, just maybe because we're so stuck in our ways or old or whatever it is about us? What is it that
I mean,
we're
hard
missing?
To believe you at 30 are too old for this, right?
I don't feel like I'm missing something about Twitter, but I feel like there could be maybe something that I am. I feel like I get it. You know, there's the pound thing, the hashtag, as they call it. There's the at symbol. You at symbol someone when you want them to see what you have to say about them. You pound something when you want it to show up as a trend. And otherwise, it's just, hey, tell us what you think about whatever. And then it goes out to the people that care, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. And maybe we're not missing anything at all because our phones aren't lighting up on this one. 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. So, Dennis Rodman.
Well, do you want to do medical marijuana in Bradenton, or you want to hold on to that one?
We'll do that. We can get to that here. But I've been teasing this Dennis Rodman thing here for two nights. And I find North Korea to be an absolutely fascinating and kind of a train wreck way place. And I'm always very interested in things that go on over there because it's like they live in the 1950s technologically, and it's a really scary place run by scary dictators who torture people and brainwash people, and it's absolutely horrifying. And now all of a sudden, Dennis Rodman has appeared in North Korea at a basketball game with Kim Jong's son. We'll give you the rest of the details on this here in moments. The first time he's ever met with an American. 941-373-1220 is the number. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 28th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.92.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.32.92, $8.16.46 for a half ounce, or $408.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.32.92, $8.16.46, and $408.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it via 941-373-1220 as we're here live for our final night in Sarasota, Florida from the WSRQ studios in downtown Sarasota at the top of one of the bank buildings. It's been great to be here. We'll, of course, continue taking your calls through the remainder of the program here tonight. We're only in the second or third of the 3 hours, so plenty of time for you and your thoughts. And it can be about anything you want. Facebook and Twitter is kind of what we're talking about here. But also North Korea and the bizarre story about Dennis Rodman making an appearance there. That's right, Dennis Rodman from NBA basketball theme. We'll give you the details here in moments. 941-373-1220. You can bring up anything. You can also connect with us on Skype over at username LRN.FM. Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. I mentioned forums. You know, before Facebook, there were forums. There still are forums. It seems like they're not as popular as they used to be, and that's certainly the case with the Free Talk Live forum. I can't tell you the last time we had 129 responses to a thread on the Free Talk Live BBS.
Has been a while, yeah.
But, you know, it's there, and it's there, and it's something that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners without having to be a member of Facebook. It's one of the nice things about forums is you're not relying on this service that Facebook can give you and decide to take away at any moment they want to. Facebook can change at any moment how their rules operate, how the posts are displayed, who you get to see versus who you don't get to see. And on the forum software operates the way it operates, and it's operated that way for a long time. So please go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. It may not be as hip as Facebook, but I have a feeling that Facebook isn't going to last forever. And when Facebook finally starts to fall away like MySpace did once upon a time, the Free Talk Live BBS will still be there. So once again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
So bitcoins, I was for a while there, I was reading Bitcoin questions, and then we sort of went on vacation or, you know, did the Liberty Forum thing and the Sarasota thing, and I've fallen off of that a bit. But there's a great question, and I think that this one is on a lot of people's mind with Bitcoin rising. By the way, Ian, meteoric rise, what the heck does that mean? Meteors don't rise. Meteors kind of float through space aimlessly. Why do they use that term? I mean, what rises? Rockets rise quickly, right? Like, why don't they call it rocketal rise? Rocketorque.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, none of that makes any sense. Anyway, what happens with Bitcoin's with its meteoric rise today? They've moved actually $2 in price, and it looks like they're just going to keep going up for the foreseeable future. Yeah, I don't know. That's just the way I see it. But people wonder what's going to happen if or when some government somewhere, especially a government like the United States government, which is, you know, powerful. One might argue the most powerful government on the planet. What would happen if they banned the use of bitcoins? Got a suggestion on that one, Ian?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, they would be able to target the businesses that do business with bitcoins openly, I guess. Like, you know, like our sponsor BitInstant would probably have a difficult time with dealing with that and staying in business. Although I've heard they're going to be relocating to Panama, so that might help them there. But they wouldn't be able to take out Bitcoin itself. They wouldn't be able to stop the network. They wouldn't be able to inhibit people's abilities to use Bitcoin, to transact with Bitcoin on a person-to-person or person-to-business basis. They would only be able to target, you know, they'd only be able to cut off the snakes of the Hydra. They wouldn't be able to kill the beast, so to speak. That's my interpretation.
You know, I have read the article by on Forbes by a gentleman named I've got his name here. I think it was John Matonis about the government ban on Bitcoin would fail miserably. I don't know what would happen if U.S. government decided to ban Bitcoins. I would imagine that it would have negatively affect the price, but I don't know that there's a lot of evidence for that. Did the government's ban on marijuana negatively affect its price?
It increased the price, and that's a negative from a consumer standpoint.
So has the government's ban on automatic weapons negatively affected the price?
Again, it depends on your perspective.
Well, my perspective is I've got these things that have been banned, and they're worth X now. Would the price
just to be clear? You didn't say you had automatic weapons. That's not what you're saying.
No,
okay, because that would be illegal for you to do that.
Right, I understand. Right. So whatever. And if the government wants to search my house, they're going to do it anyway, whether or not I've said something on the radio.
That's true.
The fact is that negatively affect probably isn't the right term to use because negative is a perspective. Has it driven up or down the price of marijuana?
Prohibition increases prices.
Has it driven up the price or down the price of automatic weapons?
It's all going up.
Would it drive up or down the price of bitcoins? I don't know the answer.
Sure as hell drove up the price of the Liberty dollar when the U.S., was it the Treasury? I forget who it was, but Department of Justice basically said this is now contraband. the price has skyrocketed for the Liberty Dollar.
I would recommend, rather than listening to me give an answer on what would happen if the government banned Bitcoins, is going and reading the Forbes author's article, Government Ban on Bitcoin Would Fail Miserably. I'm going to post it on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can go from there. But, you know, that's what I think.
I tend to agree. They cannot stop Bitcoin. It is distributed. It is point-to-point, peer-to-peer. And it's not created by some centralized authority. There's just no way they can stop it, in my opinion. And let's continue here. 941-373-1220. So Dennis Rodman, the 51-year-old former basketball star, showed up in Pyongyang recently in North Korea.
Was he wearing his clothing?
Yes, he was, actually. Okay. There's a picture of him here sitting next to Kim Jong-un.
Is he just wearing underpants?
You can't tell. He's actually got some sort of a suit coat on.
What color is his hair?
He's got a hat on, so it's hard to say.
All right.
Flamboyant former NBA star Dennis Rodman, known as The Worm during his pro career, sat with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang watching an exhibition basketball game, becoming the first American to meet the leader of the nuclear state. Rodman told Kim while chatting without...
I thought he met some Bitcoin people.
Kim Jong-un?
I thought that this... No, I'm not Bitcoin. I meant Google.
Nope. Nope, they went over there, but they didn't get to meet him. In fact, the article mentions that later on.
All right.
Rodman told Kim while chatting without any translators, as three visiting Harlem Globetrotters competed together with 12 North Korean players, Rodman said, quote, "You have a friend for life." Rodman, wearing dark glasses and a black baseball cap with USA on it, sat to the left of Kim. Both were in large red chairs that were topped with white covers, not a typical courtside seat. The North Korean leader later dined and drank with the Americans. Kim, who is 30, is known to have been a Rodman fan since his teenage years at a Swiss boarding school before assuming power after his father Kim Jong-il's death in December of 2011.
I got to say, Rodman was one of my favorites, too. I thought he added something to the game.
Just because he was fun?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and he's good. I mean, there's no doubt. He's not just pathetic, out there trying to get attention. He was really, really good at getting rebounds.
North Korean cheerleaders wearing traditional costumes and miniskirts performed during halftime. Foreign diplomats were invited to watch the game, and foreign journalists were not invited to cover it. The game, which mixed the Harlem Globetrotters and the North Korean players into two teams, ended diplomatically in a 110-110 draw. After the game,
because somebody would die otherwise.
Rodman thanked the North Korean leader for the invitation. I will continue and tell you what some of the things Rodman had to say about Kim Jong-un here in moments. And the number is, by the way, 941-373-1220. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 941-373-1220 is the number tonight. You can bring up anything that you want, whether you want to talk about tech or a place where there just isn't much in the way of tech, like North Korea. We'll continue with that story here in moments. Also, want to make sure you know about our website. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Promote.freetalklive.com actually allows you to access a variety of things that will help you get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. And you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to find those things, including ideas like posting to social networking about Free Talk Live, and banners, graphics, stuff you can use on your website, high-res graphics you can actually use to create your own T-shirts, for instance. So lots of different tools, flyers that you can print out, they're all available for you over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Well, I was talking about Bitcoin in the last segment, and I failed to tell you how to get some Bitcoins. Bitinstant.com has been the fastest and safest and easiest way to go about getting Bitcoins, and this is exciting news. They're going to do some site revisions here. They're doing some site revisions right now that is going to make it even faster, easier, and safer for you to get Bitcoins. Currently, BitInstant.com is not taking orders, but they will by the end of the weekend. They'll be back up and running, and they'll be better than ever. So it's BitInstant.com. Keep an eye on them for the new and exciting changes.
I'm already excited because I'm looking forward to them bringing back the Bitcoin, direct-to-Bitcoin deposits. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to that.
Well, there's a lot. The problem is as you get bigger, the government begins to pay more attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most difficult part for them is all the sort of regulations that are being pushed down on them. And they're in a whole new area. Do they have to follow these? Don't they have to follow? Nobody really knows. And, of course, the government's answer is always, yes, follow them.
BitInstant.com.
That's right.
All right, 941-373-1220. Skype us at LRN.FM. We go to the phones. Rod is on the line in Virginia, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Rod.
Yeah, hey. Actually, when it comes to the meteorite thing that Mark was speaking about, my understanding of it is that meteorology is the study of our atmosphere.
Okay.
There's little pieces of rock floating around in space that are called asteroids. Until one of them falls to the atmosphere, and thought that atmospheric effect or a meteorological effect upon it, thus becomes a meteorite that is falling through our atmosphere.
I actually read up on this recently.
Rise would basically mean it's shooting up into the sky.
Okay, so I read up on meteors and asteroids recently. My son, who is going on 5, was big into planets at the time, so we were trying to figure out, the answer to this, because he's got lots of questions, as 4-year-olds tend to. And, according to Wikipedia, the difference between a meteor and an asteroid is basically size. There's no hard set rule, but the asteroids tend to be larger and meteors tend to be smaller. A meteorite hits the atmosphere, falls, and burns. So it may be that a meteoric rise has whatever to do with meteorology. That may be true. I don't know. Maybe I should, take a look at that word and see if I can figure that out from the etymology. But I don't think that there doesn't seem to be too much difference between meteors and asteroids.
Well, I would recommend, because of Wikipedia, of course, is, user-based, and Wikipedia, I think most of the time is pretty on point, but I think someone needs to edit the page you were looking at, because when I took astronomy, that was, one of our basics in astronomy.
Okay.
So,
cool, man.
Asteroids are rocks, space meteorites are things that fall to the Earth, including a satellite, a man-made satellite that falls to Earth as a meteorite, actually.
I really appreciate that clarification, Rod.
About Twitter, it just sucks. You're not missing anything. It's because that's all it's used for, is for people to aggrandize themselves.
Well, here, according to thefreedictionary.com, it says, similar to a meteor in speed, brilliance, or brevity, a meteoric rise to fame. So, I guess it fits it in that way, in the sense that it's meteoric, in the sense that it's fast and brilliant and short, I guess. But, it also seems like it's plummeting to Earth on fire.
So it's just semantics.
Yeah, just fun. Okay.
Good call, man. Appreciate the clarification, Rod. Anything else you want to get out tonight? I think that is a no. Thanks for the call. The number here, 941-373-1220. So back to North Korea, where Dennis Rodman sat next to Kim Jong-un at this is not a real serious basketball game. This is an exhibition game. They brought the Harlem Globetrotters in and mixed them with North Korean basketball players, and they went out and they shot some hoops for a while. It ended up being a 110-110 score.
That way nobody had to die.
And, I think it's interesting that it did finish out that way, according to the story.
Well, they're lucky that, it's interesting that they even let Rodman wear the USA cap.
Now, Rodman said this, according to the Chinese news agency Xinhua, he said, quote, "Although relations between the two countries are regrettable, personally, I am a friend of Marshal Kim Jong-un and the DPRK people," unquote. The 51-year-old winner of 5 NBA championships arrived in Pyongyang on Tuesday with Harlem Globetrotters and a Vice television crew to shoot a documentary about North Korea for HBO. Their agenda includes a children's basketball camp, hoping that the visit will engage in a bit of basketball diplomacy. Vice released a statement, and by the way, Vice is the group that has done a couple of documentaries about North Korea thus far. We've actually talked, or I have talked in detail about them to some extent on this program. They're fascinating. You can find them online for free on YouTube or on their website. So just look for Vice Guide to North Korea or search Vice North Korea, and you'll find their documentaries. They're very interesting. So I guess they're going back to do some more documentation there. Vice released a statement saying correspondent Ryan Duffy invited Kim to visit the United States, an invite that was met with laughter from Kim. Relations between the two countries are tense as the U.S. is imposing tough sanctions on North Korea, which has pressed ahead with a nuclear weapons program and missile program, and saying bluntly it is aimed at the U.S. Vice also said that Kim dined and drank with the Americans after the game. It was put less diplomatically by Vice producer Jason Mojica, who tweeted, quote, "So Kim Jong-un just got the Vice on HBO crew wasted. No, really, that happened." So I think this is interesting, and there's a little bit more about it here I'll share with a moment. I think this is interesting because this is the first time, allegedly, that Kim Jong-un has met with, at least as the head of state, in North Korea, maybe he met with some Americans when he was going to school in, was it Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Going to school in Europe. Maybe he met some Americans then, because apparently he speaks some level of English. He was conversing with Dennis Rodman without a translator. And so, you know, but this is the first time as the head of the North Korean state that he has met with an American. I think that alone is somewhat of a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, I can only consider this a good thing. I think that Rodman is doing his patriotic, best here to make relations between North Korea and the United States better. And frankly, I think that basketball is a better choice than everything else that's been tried.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, I mean, I don't know how comfortable I'd be getting wasted with the premier of North Korea. I figure the best way to kill off your group is to just go ahead and get you all wasted first. But you know, whatever.
Well, if you're going to be in North Korea, you might as well have a few drinks with the head of state if you can.
And
it can't hurt. It can't hurt. I see this as good news. It's bizarre, but I see it as good news. Vice founder Shane Smith said in a statement, quote, "We here at Vice are very pleased that Kim Jong-un could make it to the game and that everyone enjoyed themselves so much. To see everyone letting their hair down and getting into the match made it all the more worthwhile." And that, you know, comparing that to something that Vice reported on previously in North Korea is also interesting. In their, I think it was the Vice Guide to North Korea, the original documentary that they did, They go to...
I can't believe they let those guys back in. I mean, you know, that maybe they liked their documentary, but I...
It certainly wasn't complimentary toward North Korea. This documentary is very revealing, very interesting. And I'll tell you more about what they did here in the original documentary. And, of course, that was back with Kim Jong-il. And how this Kim Jong-un is behaving a little bit differently, and I think in a positive way. Share that in moments. The number here tonight for your comments, your thoughts, 941-373-1220. Also, you can reach us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Once again, 941-373-1220. This is Free Talk Live.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
North Korea is a very strange place, and it's fascinating to learn about it. I highly recommend people take the time to go and check out the Vice documentaries they've done so far, and there are other ones as well, National Geographic, as well as a number of others that you can rent through your favorite movie rental service like Netflix, and really get an eye into at least a portion of what goes on over there. It's fascinating. Our number tonight is 941-373-1220. Maybe you want to share with us your thoughts on North Korea in general, or specifically on Dennis Rodman showing up with the Vice camera crew at a basketball game, an exhibition game with the Harlem Globetrotters over in North Korea, and Kim Jong-un showing up there and actually sitting next to Dennis Rodman and having a conversation with him, which I say is only a good thing. The number here, 941-373-1220. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is Ian. Oh, Mark, sorry about that. Try that one more time.
And Mark.
All right. And we're here, by the way, at the WSRQ studios, meaning we're actually in Sarasota, Florida, which is where we were both Mark and I born and raised. So we can talk to you about this. Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you appreciate what we're doing here, please go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So if you're looking to buy something, whatever that something might be, maybe it's a brand new DVD like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, or maybe you need a new basketball, for instance, you can get all this stuff and so much more from Amazon. But take the extra moment to go through shop.freetalklive.com. And, in fact, if you want to save yourself a little bit of extra time next time around, the first time you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the Amazon that's right for you. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. And then as soon as you've clicked on that correct Amazon and it takes you to that landing page at Amazon, bookmark it. Because that has our little Free Talk Live code in it. That URL has the Free Talk Live code in it. And that bookmark will then allow you to not have to go to shop.freetalklive.com again. You can just go straight to your bookmark. Then the code will work. And that'll mean that we'll get credit for anything that you buy at that point.
Yeah, so. And this is a huge, huge help to Free Talk Live.
It really is.
You know, frankly, Free Talk Live is a unique radio program in the world. I mean, we're unlike all the rest of them. It's very easy, relatively easy to run your radio program if you agree with the red team or the blue team. But Free Talk Live, on Free Talk Live, we attempt to speak the truth. At the very least, we speak our highest truth at that moment. And people that speak the truth are often treated as pariahs. So the only way we can, you know, the best way for us to be supported is to be supported from the ground up rather than top down. Because the people on top don't like what Free Talk Live has to say.
No doubt. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. VicePlanet.com. Back to the story here. Vice has sent their camera crew back to North Korea for what is the third documentary that they've done about North Korea. Apparently, they tagged along with, or Dennis Rodman came along with them, and they went to a Harlem Globetrotters exhibition game involving several members of the Globetrotters, as well as 12 North Korean basketball players. They had themselves an exhibition game, and Kim Jong-un was there. Now, this is unusual because, or at least in comparison to what happened a few years ago when Vice went down to North Korea and they went to Arirang. Now, for those who don't know, there's this ridiculous ceremony games thing that they do in North Korea. This, I guess ceremony is probably the best term for it. This display, this ostentatious display of what appears like wealth. But of course, we know the North Korean people are incredibly impoverished, and the only people who claim to be wealthy in North Korea are the highest echelons of the political class, like Kim Jong-un. But in the Arirang spectacle, go ahead and look it up. I mean, you'll see how amazing this thing is. I saw an entire documentary about the Arirang event. I don't remember if it's yearly or more than once a year, but it's an occasional event that happens there. And the performers that perform at this event literally perform around, like, year-round. Or not perform, but they practice for this year-round. This is something that is very important.
I was thinking about the basketball game, and you'd have to, just to make a showing against the Harlem Globetrotters, you would have to have been practicing all day, every day, for many, many, many months.
Wouldn't surprise me if they were. And so, you know, the people who perform in the Arirang, I don't want to call it games. It's just a display. It's a fantastic display that is very beautiful and at the same time creepy because you know what's behind it. And what's behind it is the threats of the state. The performance is amazing. I mean, the talent is spectacular. The colors are fantastic. It's a beautiful thing to behold. But it's also really bizarre and really creepy because these people are essentially, you know, they're doing it for their country. They're doing it for Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il or whoever it is their dear leader is at that moment. A lot of them are very brainwashed, and I'm sure some of them are doing it because they're afraid not to do it. And maybe some of them are doing it because they'll get some extra food rations in return for doing this.
Yeah, at that point, you'll do just about anything for a Klondike bar.
You're not exaggerating. That's exactly what's going on here. So this Arirang is spectacular, and this is like the national event for North Korea. So what I'm trying to get across here is this is a really important thing. And when Vice was there, they actually went and they were able to videotape Arirang, and their correspondent, I think it was Steve Smith, who's the founder of Vice, I believe that was the individual. But anyway, the guy who was doing the Vice voiceover and their on-camera personality was sitting there in the whatever the executive area would be at this Arirang Games or this Arirang performance. And there wasn't anyone else there. Kim Jong-il, did I get it right? Kim Jong-il? Yeah.
That's the dad.
That's the guy.
The dead.
Right. So he was alive at this time. And he didn't even come out to see this. You know, he didn't even bother to make that appearance, to come out to what is the most renowned event in North Korea, the most important thing that happens there all year long. These people,
this is like the Super Bowl by their standards.
Right, but they're doing it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, they're doing it for North Korea, but they're also doing it for their dear leader.
He is North Korea.
Right. I mean, they love him. The people, obviously, there are some people who don't love him. They won't tell you that because if you say you don't love him, then you probably get put to death or in a prison camp.
It's amazing how people's minds warp in these circumstances.
Right.
I think that the vast majority of people in North Korea really do love him.
I think so, too. And it's brainwashing from day one. They love this man. This is what they're performing for. They're performing for North Korea. They're performing for Kim Jong-il. And he didn't even show up. He didn't even bother to grace them with his magnanimous presence at this event. He didn't even bother to come and sit back and, you know, enjoy this incredible spectacle. He was doing something else. And
whatever that was in North Korea, right?
Right. So that's why, you know, the reason I bring that story up is because here you actually have this new guy, Kim Jong-un, who actually does come out to something. He actually does come out to this exhibition basketball game. Not only that, he sits with Dennis Rodman. He talks with Dennis Rodman. Says nice things about Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman says nice things about him. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is a nice guy. He's a dictator. There are prison camps being run in this scary place. The people there are severely oppressed. But, again, these are indicators that something might be changing. That, like, there's a possibility for things to get a little bit better for the North Korean people. I am an eternal optimist. That's what I'm seeing in this. Maybe you read it differently from me. 941-373-1220 is the number. So Shane Smith said that we're very pleased that Kim Jong-un could make it to the game and that everyone enjoyed themselves so much. To see everyone letting their hair down and getting into the match made it all the more worthwhile. Rodman, who's been known for his wild outfits that have included a wedding dress, by the way, this is from ABC News, was conservatively attired in a dark jacket along with his trademark lower lip and nose piercings, which North Koreans would not have ever seen due to restrictions and customs in terms of dress code. On his arrival in North Korea, Rodman tweeted, quote, "I'm not a politician. Kim Jong-un and North Korean people are basketball fans. I love everyone, period. End of story."
You know, I think that that's how the vast majority of people really feel. They know that the people of North Korea don't hate them. That it's really just sort of brainwashing by their states and vice versa. Frankly, I mean, you know, what does the average American really know about North Korea?
All I know is what I've seen in documentaries, and the average American probably hasn't seen those documentaries. So, there's more to come here, and they also do point out here at the very end of the article that Google CEO Eric Schmidt did visit North Korea about a month ago. However, he and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson were not able to meet with Kim Jong-un at that time. So, Dennis Rodman, the first American to meet with Kim Jong-un since he was put in power over a year ago. And I think it's a positive story. Is it going to result in better relations? It's going to result in more freedom for the North Korean people? Time will tell, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Vice uncovers in their newest documentary that they apparently are producing as we speak. We'll see you coming up here in hour number three. Your thoughts welcome. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.